Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. A Cook County elected official is hailing the not guilty verdict in her DUI case, but Samantha Steele told my WBEZ colleague Dan Mihalopoulos that she has some regrets.
In Chicago police body cam videos, Steele said she was a Cook County politician and got arrested anyway.
So, you know, obviously I regret the way I treated the officers.
The judge sided with her Tuesday, but Steele lost in the March Democratic primary for the county's property tax appeal board.
In the end, I'm not a politician, right? I'm a messy person. I'm a normal person. I think that this case definitely affected my reelection.
Her term ends in December, but Steele did not rule out running for office again. Dan Mihalopoulos, WBEZ News.
Four Chicago area protesters are suing the federal government over DNA samples taken after they were arrested outside the Broadview ICE facility. The Sun-Times reports two of the plaintiffs were detained but never charged with crimes. Two others were charged, but those charges were later dropped. The protesters say their cheeks were swabbed and their DNA was added to a federal criminal database. The suit alleges federal agents collected DNA from at least 92 people during Operation Midway Blitz, violating the Fourth Amendment. An aide to longtime Chicago Congressman Danny Davis is being charged with fraud. Gerard Moore is accused of filing a fraudulent application with the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. In May 2020, the Tribune reports Moore claimed that he was out of work while he was employed by the federal government as Davis's aide. He continued to claim unemployment for the next 16 months. Moore is accused of defrauding the program out of nearly $32,000. His arraignment is scheduled for next week. A three-block stretch of Bryn Mawr Avenue in Edgewater may soon have official landmark status. The Sun-Times reports the Department of Planning and Development will ask the Commission on Chicago Landmarks to create the Bryn Mawr Avenue Landmark District. The section between Sheridan and Broadway would include some existing landmarked structures, such as the Sunset Pink Edgewater Beach Apartments. Singer-songwriter Natalie Merchant is in Chicago to perform for thousands of Chicago public school students tomorrow. It's for her collaboration with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Chicago Children's Theater called Mother Goose and the Cabinet of Wonder. Merchant designed it to be an educational and enrichment tool for teachers and parents of 3 to 6 year olds. She told WBEZ's Say More the idea began in 2018.
I started volunteering 3 days a week at a Head Start program in upstate New York, and I became the artist in residence, and they didn't have arts programming. And I developed this curriculum and wrote all these songs. And I did that for 3 years, and then COVID happened.
Merchant has a more than 40-year music career, which includes her time as lead singer of the band 10,000 Maniacs. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra is a financial supporter of WBEZ. You're listening to The Rundown. Playwright Terrell Alvin McCraney is known for his poignant observations on race. He won an Oscar for co-writing the movie Moonlight based on one of his plays. This spring, his new work Windfall premieres at Chicago's Steppenwolf. WBEZ theater reporter Mike Davis sat down with McCraney to talk about the show.
Disgraced Chicago Police Commander John Burge is dead. CBS 2's Dana Kozlov is live in the newsroom with more on his career. Dana.
Rob, victims say Burge began torturing them in the 1970s.
It's tempting to think Terrell Alvin McCraney's new play is about police brutality, but it's not. It's actually about money, about the moral question. Do settlements buy justice? Like the millions Chicago has paid out to the victims of John Burge and other officers. Here's a scene from McCraney's new play, Windfall.
No, Marcus. Take the money. They offering money, all the money. Take it and invest in the stock market.
The Oscar award-winning McCraney had a goal of setting the play in Chicago.
I wanted to really talk about how folks have come here with dreams and hopes, and how Chicago, which is which I call America's first city, it's a large city that encompasses all the best and some of the not so great things about the American ethos. So Windfall came from wanting to get in the room and have some, you know, courageous conversations, as my sister would say, to really have some conversations about things like money, where money comes from and how we value it and how it's become a belief system.
In the play, we meet a character confronted with a moral dilemma. Should he take a payout for his child who has been shot by police? McCraney questions what this actually means and, for black people specifically, what the ramifications are.
We don't prioritize care. We don't prioritize compassion in a way that it's valued the same. And so what do we give people? What is the price? And then when you start to look at the ways in which black bodies particularly have been monetized for time, things get a little gnarly. So having conversations about money, specifically money around black folks and around the way spiritually, politically, and personally we engage it, is a pretty scary thing. And I would only do it with, you know, some of my best friends and ensemble members.
A big theme McCraney explores is how money has become similar to a religion.
In the society that we live in, we often think of religiosity or spirituality as something intangible. But the American ethos has, for the past at least 100 years, made money a kind of tangible religion, a kind of thing that we believe in. For example, when someone is sad, we think if we give them something of value, it will change their life. It will change their emotional being. When someone is in grief, we think there might be a settlement that might help them. When we think someone is outside of justice, we think justice can be rendered by a dollar amount.
The play doesn't provide clear answers. Instead, McCraney has crafted a story that will leave us talking and thinking about the meaning of justice. Windfall runs at Steppenwolf through May 31st. Mike Davis, WBEZ News.
Steppenwolf is a financial supporter of WBEZ. Mostly cloudy skies in our forecast tonight. Expect a low around 40. There's a slight chance of showers Friday afternoon, mostly cloudy otherwise, with highs in the mid-60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.